after obviously the Washington game, how do you feel like today you guys responded to that?
You know, we played well tonight. I think, as I said, every game you try to take from it what you can, and then you have to move forward. And to the extent, you know, that game is not one of our best. I thought tonight it was a tough game. I think both teams played well. We did a lot of things late that allowed us to win the game. They're a tough team to guard.
Obviously, they had 42 points tonight. What do you tell the team in the midst of luck and then out like that to keep them from getting discouraged or just keep them focused on it?
Our guys, do the best you can. We had six different pick and roll coverages over the course of the game. And anything you do, he's seen and he's going to figure out how to attack it, whether that means him driving, shooting, or passing. So, won't go through all of it, but. You know, I thought it takes a collective effort and you're going to give something up. The ones that really hurt us were, frankly, offensive rebound, open three, transition, open three. And if we can limit some of those, continue the defensive rebound, maybe it's, not a 40-some point night, but a 30-some. But he's capable of doing that. You get a unique player like that in this league, that can happen. And you really have to just do the best job you can. I thought we did a good job of not fouling him. We got to the line five times, which is really good. So we showed some discipline and made him hit shots, and he can make them, and he hit some tough shots. You kind of tip your hat when a guy does that.
Coach, talk about passing game this game. You didn't get triple double per se, but 10 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds, you can contribute so many ways.
Yeah, I get people can kind of define how you play a good game, if the expectation is one thing or the other. And in Dyson's case, I thought he did a great job of getting in the lane and making the right decision, and sometimes that was to shoot, sometimes it was to be patient and play off 2 feet and find someone on the perimeter. And he kind of did his job collapsing the defense. Obviously what he does defensively, he just makes everybody work so hard, to get with and to have a measure of success. And, as I said, he's been rebounding. He's been rebounding on the offensive glass and the defensive glass. And that was the thing that I think we did late in the game that really allowed us to take control of the game during that late stretch. And Dyson was one of the guys. Even if he doesn't get it, just keeping it alive and us being hungry and chasing down those balls. That's how we have to rebound, is collectively. And he's someone that's been doing it from the guard position as well as anybody. And tonight the stats reflected that.
Coach, you say often that you don't want to rely on isolation basketball. Tonight, the Hawks had 7 different players in double figures, 36 assists on 48 made field goals. What do you take from all that?
Well, you guys have to be careful because I don't say it like that. Okay. What I say is for our team, it's difficult for us to have success playing that way. We the ball movement and the driving and the transition and the running generates the shots throughout the course of the game, and really, so I'm excited about that. But the other thing that happened is I thought Nikhil and Jalen late in the game, there comes a time in the game, or even if it's just certain possessions, where the game slows down. And however you figure out how to score, if there's a mismatch, an isolation situation, pick and roll, particularly late in the game, for us, if we play that way the whole game, defenses get used to it. And that's something I think our guys, not just understand, but have begun to internalize. And, it's one of the reasons you see, what Dyson's line looked like, and it's why JJ did what he did. I think he, sprayed the ball around, found open people, and then, at certain points in the game, his ability to get to the line and take advantage of those pick and roll situations was good. But we kept running, too, on stop, so that was also important.
Coach, you sort of kind of addressed it just then, but you know, Jalen had the triple double, that looks great in the box score. Mm-hmm. But what stood out to me was down the stretch there, he really made himself get involved in every possession, even if he didn't get the assist. But that leadership is that next step, that next evolution of his game.
Yeah, I mean, it you're going to see different defenses. You know, there's going to be switches. One time they switch up the line, and now he's playing against Mobley, and that's a different matchup than Garland, which is a different matchup than he's going to have every game. So being able to kind of feel and understand those things, and as they change throughout the course of the game, and then making the read, as you mentioned, you know, in those situations. One of the biggest things, I thought his defensive rebounding late, you know, really made a difference. And, you know, we can find his defensive rebounding on there, but they were really timely too. And, you know, that's something for us, is again, because those are still opportunities that we need to take those opportunities to run late. And because a lot of times those are the best shots that you're going to be able to get.
And Quinn, you guys limited the Cavs to 23-47 shooting in the paint tonight.
I'm sorry?
23-47 the Cavs shot in the paint tonight. What do you think allowed the Cavs to struggle to finish around the rim, and what do you see from your interior defense that might have led to those numbers?
Yeah, I have to look and see. I mean, I thought we did a good job of just contesting shots, you know, and we really wanted to limit their three-point attempts, so they were going to get some things in the lane. You know, a lot of those shots, you kind of keep your fingers crossed that they may not go in, and the important thing is if they don't, to rebound. So not sure exactly what that is. Sometimes it's just you're just lucky, for lack of a better word. So I'll take that. There's usually a reversion of the mean there, so we enjoy it when we get a little lucky.
Hey, Coach, Jalen has had 10 straight games where he's had 7 or more assists. How have you seen his sort of read of the game evolve over this season?
Well, I think it's you can tell his focus on those things. And you're always going to have games that you're playing better than others for whatever reason. Your ability to kind of weather those situations, whether it's a game and coming back the next game ready, whether it's a quarter, and to continue to stay focused on the things that are going to make you successful. And for us, you know, Jalen's playmaking ability is huge. And I think when he does get into the paint, you know, his size allows him, you know, to draw defenders, and if they don't come, to finish. And then you usually see, you know, a lot of that stuff early in the game. I just want him to make the right decision. And as I said, playing off 2 feet, I think, is huge, because the game slows down, and your passes are a little more accurate, your reads are a little better, you're just in a little more of a rhythm. So that's part of the evolution. You know, him going in there and not necessarily using his athletic ability off 1 foot, but using his brain and his skill. And frankly, that's a lot. That's really tough to develop, especially for a young player. And I'm really happy that he's as focused on that as he has been.
Coach, there have been a few games over the past week or two where you guys have been able to execute really well. Is there something, like, or anything that you kind of credit that to?
I'd have to go back and look at the games. There's times when you execute well and you don't score. You know, I thought, you know, look at the Washington game, our biggest issue was they made shots and we didn't do enough to prevent those shots, but we got great looks early in the game, we just didn't make them. So I think the key is in this game is when you're not executing well, it doesn't need to be a game. I'd rather have to answer questions about what we did in the second quarter, and because that usually means we started doing some more things that were right. So usually for us, it's not having our eyes out when we get to the rim and challenging, taking difficult shots at the rim as opposed to finding open threes. Usually it's not running. We're not running hard enough and not running with spacing. And most importantly, it's always your defense, you know, because that just keeps you in the game. So there's 3 of them for you, but my guesses are true. throughout the course of those situations when we win or we lose. We either do those things, we got a great chance to win, or we don't, and it's hard. Okay.